Your government has openly declared full-scale biological warfare against you, and now they are facilitating a full-scale physical military-style invasion at our border. That is the state of your country. Unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peter Show. My name is Stu. We like to call the modern American regime the Empire of Lies, and with good reason. You see, in this new empire, you rise to the top by lying, and telling the truth can absolutely destroy a person. Derek Emig knows this well. He's a retired Army logistics officer and a father of four who worked his way up America's corporate hierarchy as a supply chain expert. Now his life is completely falling apart because he refuses to conform to the lies that he's ordered to repeat. Last week, Derek was fired from his job for violating his company's social media policy. He wasn't given any more specifics, but Derek suspects that his firing is about a tweet that he made that was reportedly transphobic. Specifically, what Derek said is, quote, "I would whoop a man in a dress and not feel bad," unquote. That's contemporary America in a nutshell. Let perverts into girls' locker rooms, and you're progressive. Let sex fetishes parade around in dresses and read storybooks to kindergartners rubbing their genitalia in their face, and you're a citizen in good standing with the regime. But if you dare to express even mild public opposition to any of this, if you want to protect children and women from sex perverts and fetish freaks, you can lose your livelihood. That's life under the Empire of Lies. The bigger the lie, the more aggressive they have to be in crushing anyone who questions it. They have to silence all dissent, even if it means putting you in jail. And it's hard to think of a lie more ridiculous and more glaring than a man who puts on a dress is actually a woman. Derek refuses to repeat that lie. And so even though he's a veteran who served this country, raised a great family, and broke no laws, now he's treated as worse than a criminal. Derek Emig is with us to tell more of the story. Derek, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So do you agree with that? I mean, now you are out of a job, no way to provide for your family because you stated the obvious.
I do. I mean, it's clear that I'm controversial in the way I say the things that I say. I think I've kind of done that on purpose. But I'll tell you unequivocally, men can't be women. And women don't want this in their spaces. I think that's the point that most people don't understand is we leave this up to the women. Quiet women, mostly non-confrontational, and we make claims that women don't care, so we should allow it to, and it's just not true.
I don't agree with that. Actually, I'm going to push back just a little bit. I think a lot of women actually do care because what you have is these freak show sex perverts that are dressing up as a cartoonish caricature of what they believe that a woman is, and most women are like, we don't even dress like that. I mean, we don't put our boobs out like that. We don't wear makeup like that. These freakish orange and pink wigs, and we certainly don't rub our genitalia in the faces of young kids at some story hour at schools.
That's right. Correct. And Dylan, look at Dylan Mulvaney. I mean, that was the perfect example, the character that he played. I mean, I was pretty upset April 1st. I remember the day when that whole thing with him and the Bud Light came out. It's like, all right, enough is enough. It's not about the beer. It's really not about the beer. It's about the principle of it. And as a man, in that particular instance, I wasn't going to walk around with the character of a woman on a beer or holding a beer that would even put a character of a woman on there and denigrate them like that.
One of the first things that you learn when you're talking about dealing with people who have mental illnesses, whether it's schizophrenia or whatever it is, PTSD, I went through critical intervention training, crisis intervention training. I'm CIT certified, as a person who worked in bail enforcement and dealing with people with mental health issues. One of the first things you learn is you do not acknowledge their delusions. You do not solidify their delusions. You do not legitimize their delusions. And by telling people, bending over backwards, I see it in society all over the place, Derek, maybe you do too. I see people looking at a man dressed up as a woman, and a lot of women will say, or even men will go out of their way to tell them how beautiful they are and what a beautiful woman they are. You see it with Bruce Jenner and Lady Maga. I mean, no, these are deranged, mentally ill men who get off sexually by having you participate in their delusions.
Yeah, men who probably don't feel comfortable in their masculinity and don't feel comfortable in a male environment, pushing themselves into a woman's environment and taking over. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you see it in sports as well. But I think that having the conversation about men playing women's sports, you know, the stuff that you see on the Fox News Channel, by the way, funded by Pfizer and BlackRock and Vanguard and the Rothschilds, central banking criminal cabal, these people are meant to distract you to have these smaller time conversations while not dealing with the real issue. And the real issue is that this trans movement is extremely dangerous for our current society and especially for our children.
The entire world is laughing at us. There's no doubt about that. This is only a Western cultural issue. It's a liberal issue only. It's time for it to stop.
So how do you get your job back, or do you even care? Do you want to work for a company like that?
I've wrestled with that for quite a bit now. I mean, I'm not getting my job back. It was made very clear to me that I violated policy. The policy was written well. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that it would hold legally. I don't seek that job back. I'm looking. I mean, I'd like to stay unplugged. I don't want to be part of corporate America that has to push these types of social issues and positions that I don't agree with, that I know that most Americans don't agree with. So that's where I'll start my search.
Yeah. Now, when you said that you would whoop a man in a dress, you didn't mean that you're just going to, without being instigated, just run out and find the first tranny freak show that you can and go start a fight. I mean, you're not going to just be out randomly assaulting trannies, transvestites. You have a family to raise. You are a morally upstanding person, by the bio that I read that came in here. I don't know you personally, just full disclosure, but what did you mean exactly by that?
Yeah, that part wasn't lost on me. So when I made the announcement that I got fired, I kind of brought the highlight to myself. I left my Twitter open. I received lots of feedback. That tweet was brought to my attention, and it was called as hateful. Why would somebody attack another human being for what they're wearing is the question that kept coming up. And to me, that was ridiculous. That wasn't the context. I wouldn't live and let live to some degree, right, around stuff like this. Stay away from children. Stop flaunting in people's faces. And how about a group of men in dresses attacking Riley Gaines?
That's right.
I mean, in that particular instance, if I was standing on the ground while everyone else was running away and no one was protecting her, and I said, I will whoop a man's ass who's in a dress, what's the context there?
Yeah.
It's pretty clear.
Yeah, absolutely. If I'm defending a child or some helpless person from a gang of demonic sex freaks with a fetish that are assaulting him. We see this all over the place. We see Billboard Chris getting assaulted by groups of trannies, and these cops are standing down doing absolutely nothing. At what point do we just take matters into our own hands? And you're right. I would have no qualms about whooping the shit out of a bunch of men wearing dresses. No problem at all. We appreciate you being here and exposing the dangers of all of this, and we stand with you 100%. By the way, is there any kind of fundraising that you're doing, any kind of crowdfunding, anything like that? Can we help you in any way?
You know what? I'm a fantastic logistician. I've done everything for 25 years, logistics. So if there's somebody out there who's conservative and wants to grow a business or have some work to be done, then please put them in contact with me, because I'm actively looking for employment.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a good employee that has no problems defending himself against freak shows and stands on his moral high ground, email me, stu@stupeters.com. We'll make the connection. Happy to do it. Derek, thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
FilterSuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors' mRNA spike protein shedding. FilterSuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's FilterSuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to FilterSuck.com. So a few weeks ago, the New York Times published this gloating article about the monkeypox pandemic of 2022. Do you remember the monkeypox pandemic? Likely most of you probably don't. Well, the article was titled, How Gay Men Saved Us from Monkeypox. It was co-authored by college professor Ina Park and some professional pervert sex freak called Dan Savage. Here's some quotes. The gay community listened. Gay party promoters canceled long-planned events, and individual gay men temporarily deleted hookup apps from their phones and reduced their sexual contacts. How heroic. The CDC verified these shifts in behavior, reporting that half of gay men surveyed reduced their number of sex partners, one-time sexual encounters, and use of dating apps during the outbreak. Gay and bisexual men got vaccinated in droves. Of the over 1 million doses of the monkeypox vaccine administered in the United States since June of 2022, more than 90% were given to men, presumably gay and bisexual men. So, in other words, gay men are the heroes who stopped a pandemic that only existed because of them in the first place. Monkeypox is basically an STD. The entire pandemic of 2022 was basically gay men sending a disease around the entire planet because of how cavalier they are in having sex with dozens or hundreds, even thousands of strangers. But they got a jab and stopped having so much sex for a couple of weeks. So according to sex pervert Dan Savage, they're basically heroes who saved us from monkeypox. Except, no. Because now monkeypox is back. It started spreading once again in South Korea, but like most viruses spread through gay sex, it's rapidly spread all over the world, and it's back here in America again. And in response, elites are trying to push their vaccine onto all of us, when it's basically only gay men who face any danger from any of this at all. Lee Merritt is a doctor specializing in orthopedic and spinal surgery. She's in the past been the president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, and she joins us now. Dr. Merritt, thank you so much for being here. To what you say about all of this monkeypox nonsense and the vaccines that are, of course, readily available.
Yeah, it is nonsense. And I will just tell you that I have a little different take on this thing because I actually do remember history. And quite frankly, people worried about gay rights and the gay community, they need to wake up. Because these guys are being used as guinea pigs. We're playing disease whack-a-mole. Okay, when you have the wrong, you know, in ancient times when we thought disease came from the miasma or from, you know, bad humors or whatever, we had all these different weird ideas because we didn't really understand what was going on, and so it was, you know, from witchcraft to all sorts of things we blamed everything on. And that actually might have been true, the witchcraft, but everything else. So now today, what's happening is we are given a mythical object. We are given all these mythical objects, like, you know, the whole viral paradigm. And there's lots of stuff going on, but they can blame anything on this. So we are playing disease whack-a-mole. First it's monkeypox, then it's Marburg, then it's going to be something else, Ebola outbreaks. You know, before we had bioweaponeers in Africa, we just never had all this stuff happening. And I will just tell you, in my opinion, what's really happening with monkeypox and what happened with AIDS and what's happened in the past is that we convince a group of people who are at risk to get a vaccine. If you remember, that's what we started with, a group of people. The Fauci guys started vaccinating the gay crowd because they did have a problem with hepatitis. And so they vaccinated them. They gave them the new hepatitis B shot in about 6 or 7 cities around America. And about 6 months later, the AIDS crisis broke out in 6 or 7 cities around America.
Oh, wait, could that be because we completely obliterated their immune systems by any chance?
Exactly.
That might maybe what might have happened here?
And so here's what we have happening. We get a community, and the biggest problem in the gay community, or one of the huge problems in the gay community, is they have an irrational belief in the power and truth of government. And so when they were told to get the vaccine, this is a community that already has an immune problem for the reasons you outlined. Then they're just going to take any vaccine that the government puts out.
Well, that's because the government returns the favor by just propping them up, constantly shoving them in. They can do whatever they want, including men dressing up as women or women pretending to be men and then running into schools and blowing the heads off of 3 innocent children. And then they'll go and do fundraisers in Nashville for these people.
Right. So we have them taking the vaccine, and then as their immune system collapses more, they start having these pustules show up, because the body can only get rid of toxins in so many ways, right? And so when you start having rashes, that's kind of the last ditch effort of your body to eliminate toxins. You can sneeze it out, you know, cough it out, you can sweat them out, you can poop them out. But at some point, this is why smallpox is an endgame scenario, because at some point, you just have to get rid of the toxins, and you do it through your skin. The skin's your barrier. So that's what happened. And that's what we got in monkeypox. You know, and now they're wanting to tell us about Marburg. You know, first of all, if people don't believe me about this one, I just want to point out this one. Think about PSYOPs. Okay. When you have something that goes around the world unbelievably quickly and everybody knows about it, and yet it doesn't make sense any other way, that's a PSYOP. Everybody on the street, you ask them what Marburg is, and they'll say, oh yeah, that's that disease. It's, you know, coming out of Africa, and we might need a vaccine. People know about Marburg. But you know what? In the entire history of the planet, there have only been about 620 some deaths from Marburg. I looked at all of these cases. They're bioweaponeers, and they're two groups of miners in Africa. This is not about an airborne virus. This is about a takedown. And we are being taken down, going lurching from disease to disease, because we have the wrong paradigm in our minds about what disease, which means dis-ease, really is. And so we can be led by the nose to go along with whatever they take. And the other point I'll make is, why now? It's because they're going to tell you that all these things are diseases, because they really don't want you to catch on while we're still armed. They still don't want you to catch on to the fact that people are still dying of this round of this horrible vaccine program we just had with COVID-19. And they don't want you to equate the two. They want you to come up and say, oh, now they're dying of monkeypox. Oh, now they're dying of monkeypox.
I don't think that we've seen anywhere near the fraction of the number of deaths that we're going to see toll up as a result of these bioweapon injections that they referred to as safe and effective vaccines. Yeah. And you know what? When, you know, 6 billion or more people around the world realize what has been done to them, and, you know, there are, 450 million guns that are just registered in this country alone, plus all the unregistered ones that a lot of people have, allegedly, ostensibly. You know, these people might be in a lot of trouble. There may be no safe place for these people to hide.
Yeah. Well, and that is so they're trying to distract us with things that simply aren't the case. You know, it might come as a surprise to people that we really have not proven transmission of disease. And I want to read you a quote. This is about COVID. Now, just think about what's happened here. We've had the whole friggin' world vaccinated for COVID. We were locked in our homes, essentially. We were in China, they were literally locked in their homes. All these bad things happened to us. And they told pathologists not to do pathology right away. Now, why would you do that? You know, pathologists, the joke in medicine is pathologists are the guys that know everything, but too late. Okay. But the first thing you should do, and this is what they did in 1918, the first thing you should do is you should try to figure out, how it's being transmitted, and what's killing people. And you do that through pathology, that what's killing people. So they told pathologists don't do anything. Finally, some pathologists got fed up, and they looked at all the pathology they could find around the world of dead COVID patients, okay? People that had been diagnosed by medical facilities having COVID that died. What was the outcome of the vaccine, of the pathology? And here's what these specialists in disease causation said, and this was published in June of 2021. So this is well into when we've been putting out the vaccine and we've been in lockdowns. It says, despite attention to an investment in quantifying global burdens of disease, the diagnosis in the majority of COVID-19 related deaths currently remain unclear. Think about that. Let that one sink in. So during a year and a half that our governments were pushing vaccines and quarantine and all sorts of draconian anti-human measures on us, the doctors professionally tasked with understanding the nature of disease had no idea what was killing people. I mean, this is our problem, is that we are being told a bunch of garbage by people my profession's been captured. You know, I hate to say this, but you know, the smart guys at the university, they're people that know what's going on. They're either bought or part of the satanic cabal. The other people are being led by the nose because, quite frankly, we are not demanding proof. We are accepting assertions as proof. When somebody tells you it's monkeypox, we just say, oh, it's monkeypox. We're not saying, how do you know it's monkeypox? You know, I had a friend that's a very smart physician. This isn't, I mean, none of us are, we weren't virologists. That wasn't our goal in life. We became specialists in other things. But I keep trying to tell him about this whole scam of viruses, and especially like this COVID thing. And he shows me these pictures of electron microscopic pictures of these beautiful, you've probably seen them, these 3D color pictures of, quote, the SARS-CoV-2 virus. And he says, well, when you say there's no spike protein, what's all this stuff? I said, okay, look at those pictures and you tell me what the spike protein is. You see, the problem is pictures are a big psyop. They make you, they get into your brain like that big blue ball that we saw with all those spiky things off of it.
Yeah, computer generated image. That's all
that's
it is.
That's exactly right. Yeah. It's all CGI. Well,
this looks a whole lot to me like vaccine induced autoimmune deficiency syndrome.
That's exactly what it is.
And a lot of these things are, I went from somebody who trusted the healthcare system, trusted the medical industrial complex, trusted that people in white lab coats with stethoscopes had my kids' best interests in mind, got them all vaccinated for the CDC recommended childhood vaccine schedule. I have so many regrets. I'm basically a full-blown anti-vaxxer at this point, which has now become a swear word and makes you fringe for some reason because you see the truth about how they're trying to kill you in any way that they can. They're poisoning you everywhere that you go. Anything that comes in a box or a wrapper or a package is basically poison at the store. The stuff falling from the sky is poison. The stuff that you see on your produce that they're spraying all the fields with, that's all poison. The stuff that they put in your arm, the stuff that they're having you swallow, the stuff that it keeps you just sick enough that you become a lifetime subscriber to the big pharma industrial complex. And I have now basically become a full-blown viral skeptic at this point. I don't even know if there is such a thing as a virus that spreads in the wild.
Yep, you just got it. Now, here's the point. And I will tell you, in every war, there's a special language. You know, we had the Navajo code talkers in World War II. And why did we have them? Because they could talk in a language that nobody else understood. We knew the Germans wouldn't know it. We knew the Japanese wouldn't know it. They could talk right in front of them, but they were using their proprietary language. Now, in this war, the proprietary language, they are doing the same thing. So when they told you that the bad guys here, who the cabal, whatever we want to talk to them, we know that there's a small group of people running this show from the top. And when they told us, oh, there's a virus in China, it's spreading around and it's killing people, they didn't lie to us because that's part of their old Babylonian religion. They can't lie. When they didn't lie to us, but what they did not tell you is that in Latin, one of those secret code languages, in Latin, virus doesn't mean a germ that flows around. Virus means poison. What you just said, they've been poisoning us for generations, and they call it an infectious disease. That is the big lie here. And then take down the humanity plan. I convince you, you have a disease that spreads from person to person. It's a good anti-human thing, but it's just not true and not proved so far. It wasn't proved in 1918. It was actually disproved in 1918, if you really look at it critically, and it's not being proved here. And then the second thing I do, I convince you you have a disease that's caused by a germ and that I can make it better with a vaccine that's... So first I give you a poison, I make you sick, convince you it's a disease, then I give you more poisons in the form of a vaccine and can tell you that I'm treating you and making you better. And especially if you're now... As you get sicker, I keep giving you more of these vaccines, telling you you're sick now and you're at risk and you need more vaccines. I was in Canada the other day. I gave a speech up there in Calgary, and this guy comes up to me who's not vaccinated. And he said, you know, my neighbor is one of these guys that just believes the government about everything. He was a healthy guy in his 50s and he took the vaccine. Then he started having cardiac issues. So then they told him, well, you're a cardiac victim now, you're cardiac problem. So you're at risk. So you better take the booster. So he keeps taking more and more boosters. And every time he takes one, his cardiac output goes down. It's really low right now. I can't remember the number he told me, but it's really on the low end of the scale. But the guy doesn't wake up.
Yeah.
You see, that's what's
how many times over, how many millions of times is that story repeated? They'll never correlate it to the shot that they were forced to take or coerced to take or duped into taking, lied to, and then took it because they don't want to admit what they have done to themselves. They don't want to admit that they were fooled and that they were duped. So many people are waking up right now. I've got about a minute left here. Final words.
Well, okay. So I'll just say the answer. One of the first things we have to do, besides just not participating in their evil, because they don't do anything with their own hands. They get us to kill each other. But the other is we need to change our language. So instead of talking about monkeypox and viruses, and we need to start talking about poisons. And I've coined vaccine induced death syndrome. Instead of, you know, we had SIDS, we had, you know, sudden infant death syndrome. That was also a vaccine, by the way. So the Japanese figured that out, but we don't hear that. So instead of all these weird SADs, you know, the sudden adult death syndrome, let's call it VIDS. Vaccine-induced death syndrome. Let's put the words, the truth to what's happening here.
Yeah. Stop speaking in the enemy's lies, words, that's language, right. All of those things. You're right. It's a proprietary language that's owned by the globalist elite psychopath homicidal maniacs that are committing a mass level kill off like we've never seen ever before. And because we're using their language, and they're scientists and they're smart, they're doctors, they know what they're talking about. We have no idea what they're really talking about, but we just have this level of trust because we are a good group of people. And we believe that the world is not inherently evil. I still don't believe that the world is inherently evil. I don't believe that everyone here, humanity, is inherently evil. I believe that there are a lot more, many, many more, huge majority of people are really good people who care about one another. And that's what they prey on. That's why they get you to go out and do these things like wear a mask. Ridiculous. Stay 6 feet away from everybody. Ridiculous. Lock yourself in your own home. Ridiculous. Pull your kids out of school, even more insane, and then go and inject yourself, not only you, but your innocent little children who were at no risk from the poison in the first place, was something that's going to completely obliterate their immune systems and cause them to die suddenly. It's absolutely really sad that this is going on. And we as a people need to walk away from that paradigm, completely reject it 100% and combat all of it with fervent vigor. Dr. Lee Merritt, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
When all of this COVID tyranny began, one man saw early on what would happen if people didn't stand up for their God-given rights. Supporter and sponsor of this show, Christopher Key, took the school boards to demand that our kids be unmasked and free. He's leading the charge to take America back. He confronts corrupt corporations and fraud pharmacists through peaceful protests, providing supplements like IGF-1 and his pain and energy chips, and mobilizing activism to take down tyranny. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on upcoming activism and products to keep your loved ones safe. That's vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
As someone who goes to battle every day with the demonic deep state, as someone who's constantly researching and trying to get information to you, booking interviews, scheduling huge projects like documentaries like Died Suddenly, obviously energy is an issue. Sometimes you have no afternoon energy. Sometimes your mood is affected. So I started taking Newtopia. I felt a noticeable improvement in my ability to focus and or remember important things once I started using Newtopia. I noticed a boost in my cognitive performance, my energy levels, my mood. Since I began taking Newtopia, I've been able to power through challenging tasks and distractions and manage more projects than ever without rising stress levels, which is incredibly important in current times. Since incorporating Newtopia into my routine, I articulate my thoughts more clearly. So why is Newtopia the best? They have developed a highly effective nootropics specifically designed to unlock your brain's maximum focus and concentration and creativity. Personalize your pack for your unique neurochemistry, choosing from 9 breakthrough brain formulas, formulas designed to help with a range of mental and emotional issues. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. If you want big discounts, use promo code Stu Peters when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. This might seem obvious to a whole lot of you, but the reason that countries throughout history have had militaries nominally is to protect the integrity of their borders and their laws. We have soldiers so that we can put them on our border and say, if an invader tries to enter this country, we will shoot them. We have soldiers so that we can say, if some gang of bandits tries to extort and terrorize the people of this country, we will kill them, we will stop them. When a country is no longer able to perform these tasks, when its army is incapable of defending its territory or enforcing its laws, then that country has fallen. It has become a failed state, a defeated country. It's been conquered. So if we're being honest with ourselves, we have to answer this question. What does it mean then that this is exactly what's happened to America? Yeah, we spend $1 trillion a year on our military. They have trillions of dollars worth of tanks and bombers and submarines and aircraft carriers and fighter jets and machine guns and atomic missiles and so on. They have more than 1 million uniformed active duty personnel plus 800,000 reservists. We throw this military away on all kinds of useless foreign adventures in Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria and Libya and now Ukraine. Yet America is still a failed state because you know what we don't use this military for? We don't use it for the one thing that is their absolute essential role, protecting the nation from invasion. Because right now, at this very moment, America's being invaded like no other country in all of human history. 2 million people crossed the U.S.-Mexico border illegally in 2021, about 3 million in 2022. This year, that number is going to be even higher because the Biden administration just ended Title 42, one of the only remaining policies that was ever used to keep someone from entering this country illegally. Chairman Biden has just announced that he's deploying 1,500 U.S. troops to the border. But no, it's not to defend the border. He's not ordering them to use force to protect the integrity of this nation. No, instead, he sent these troops there to assist the invaders and let their invasion proceed more rapidly. Seriously, we're not being hyperbolic. These 1,500 troops are there to basically help with the paperwork of our invaders. This is a quote from the New York Post. "While it's rare for active duty military to be deployed for domestic missions, the troops will not have direct contact with migrants, instead conducting administrative work to help to free up Department of Homeland Security personnel to handle what's expected to be a dramatic jump in migrants attempting to enter the U.S." So $1 trillion a year on our military, and we use them to process paperwork so that more people can invade it. This would be easy to prevent. You want to secure America? Here's all you have to do. First, announce that any business owner who hires illegal immigrants to work under the table is going to prison, and then actually do it. We can easily detect this. Make an example of just a tiny number of them. Find a slaughterhouse operator or construction firm or vacation resort that runs on illegal labor. Take that CEO and shove him in prison. Then, on the border itself, finish Trump's wall. It would only cost pocket change compared to everyone else that we waste money on. And then announced that from now on, people detected crossing illegally will be fired upon. We will shoot you. We will kill you. You'll probably have to use force exactly once for people to get the message that things have changed. But once you do so, that will be that. It'll be over. No more illegal worker flood. No more flood over the border. This doesn't just happen because it's impossible to stop. It happens because our leaders deliberately let it happen. They actually facilitate this. They are in charge of this operation. They do it because their plan is to replace native-born Americans and ensure the perpetual domination of globalist Democrats. In a word, this is treason. It's the complete collapse of America. Literally anyone, anywhere on earth can come to the U.S.-Mexico border, say some magic words, and just poof, be let in. If you don't have a border, you don't have a country. And that's the plan right now. The abolition of America as a country forever.
A lot of people, you know, make a lot of money out of prostitution with minors. They are selling their services to assassinate, to assault.
The primary trade is humans.
An illegal alien travel agency, if you will, where you have people from all over the world coming in now. We have people from China, from Africa, from the Middle East, obviously from South and Central America.
To the NGOs, to the United Nations, Catholic Charities, to all the liars around the world who are tricking people into doing this, shame on you. Shame on you.
So that's Ben Burquam. He's a Christian, conservative husband, father, and patriot. He's also the founder of Frontline America and the host of Law and Border on Real America's Voice. And Ben joins us now. Ben, thank you so much for being here. Yeah, I mean, that's a great message to send to these NGOs and all of these globalist elites that are intentionally orchestrating a full-scale military-style physical invasion of our country right now.
Yeah, as you mentioned, they're not just allowing it. They are facilitating it. They are organizing it. They are leading it. We are being marched on, invaded by enemies within who are leading the charge. And you have many people, you know, in large part, I don't fault the people that are coming. They've got the invitation. You know, it's like somebody said, here's the golden ticket. All you have to do is come and get it. And that's what the left has done in our country. And sadly, that's what the rhino right has done for years as well. But now we're seeing it at completely unprecedented numbers. As you mentioned, we're looking at somewhere around 6 million. That's if you trust the numbers coming from the federal government. Right,
I don't
now.
Know. The 6 million number, it sounds a little inflated.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think we're probably closer to 10 million of illegals that will be here by the end of this year from the time that Joe Biden took office. And this is, you know, again, this could be stopped. You look at what President Trump did compared to what Joe Biden did, and they simply not just allow it, they're incentivizing it, and they're killing tens of thousands along the way. That's, you know, one of the worst parts about this is looking at organizations like the United Nations and all these fake charities like Catholic Charities and Lutheran Social Services that are all down there profiting off of this, pretending to be compassionate when I witnessed them giving out condoms and birth control before women and children enter the Darien Gap to be raped. That's the level of evil that we're up against. And that's really what this is. It's good versus evil. And it's a global fight for the future of mankind.
You mentioned that you don't blame the people because they're being invited, the people that are coming here. Who are the people that are coming here? I mean, these aren't just all upstanding individuals who want to be contributing parts of society.
No. And when I say I don't blame them, that doesn't justify any of them coming in illegally. Right. I don't think any one of them should be allowed in illegally.
No, they should be uninvited, actually, and met with force at the border.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that, I mean, you look at a state like Texas, where the Governor Abbott has said, oh, this is he's used the word invasion, but yet he uses National Guard and DPS to help people out of the river after they've crossed in illegally, rather than repelling them and doing what his duty is to secure his state. To answer your question, who these people are, it's everyone. It's mostly military age men. The numbers that I've counted are about 2/3 military age men coming alone. Sometimes they'll hook up with a girl They'll buy a child. They'll create a fake family to come in. And in fact, that's going to start happening even more now because the rules have changed again, where basically they make it easier. They've incentivized this child trafficking market. But then you have everyone else. You know, you have MS-13 members that are escaping El Salvador because El Salvador is actually putting the hammer down on crime. And then you have people from Venezuela escaping communism, trying to get away from communism, only coming to America where the left is trying to turn us into communists. You have people from China. You have people fleeing the CCP, but then you also have actors for the CCP. You have people coming from the Middle East who are trying to escape the Taliban. But then you also from our intelligence services know that there are also terrorists that are coming through this as well. And that's the entire point of why we have borders is we have to know who's coming in. And right now it's everyone and trying to pick and choose who's right and who should be allowed in when you have 10,000. We're going to see days of 50,000 people a day very soon coming across that border. And what that means is you're going to have tens of thousands. Those are the ones that we're apprehending. You're going to have tens of thousands more that are not going to be apprehended, that are simply going to spread like cancer into our country and continue the erosion of this nation from within.
United States Congress can make war declarations. We have a Republican majority United States Congress. Why aren't they acting?
That's a great question. I mean, one of the things they could also do is immediately defund these NGOs. I mean, that's a very simple, easy thing to say. These guys are operating on behalf of cartels and on behalf against the interests of America. They could easily do that. But you're right. There's so much more they could do. They could declare this an invasion. They could say, like, for perfect example, I just came back from El Salvador. I was there all last week with Bukele's people. That's exactly what they did. They said MS-13 and Barrio 18 are terrorist organizations. We're going to treat them as enemy combatants. And that's exactly what they did. They went in and took these guys out. And in America, we could do the exact same thing. We could label these as enemy combatants, the organizers behind this, and we could treat this as a true invasion. You not only would repel the invasion on the southern border and not allow a single person to come in illegally, you would go after the organizations that are aiding and abetting it. That's what should be happening. To answer the question why, I think, honestly, I just don't think they have the courage to do it.
So when Kevin McCarthy, or even better yet, Marjorie Taylor Greene, talks about impeaching Joe Biden, you don't have to worry about impeaching Joe Biden. These are enemy combatants, right? We are physically being invaded. This is a war. We make the war declaration. We go after those that are responsible for committing the war crimes, i.e. Joe Biden, and then you lock him up at the Gitmo facility that Barack Obama said that he was going to close that he never closed. Chances are we're going to need that sooner than later. I mean, that's not hyperbolic. They're committing war crimes right here in our own country.
Yeah, no, they absolutely are. And I think that's you mentioned Marjorie, she's one of the few that will actually say that sort of thing. But you look at the rest of the Republicans and McCarthy in particular, they, you know, it's just this group of people that want to continue to get invited to the social clubs and be a part of the establishment and have some sort of invitation to the cool kids table rather than actually putting this country first. And that ultimately is what will have to happen. If we're serious about this, you're right. We'll have to bring these guys up on treason, and there's clear punishment for treason in America. But I don't even hear those conversations being had. I mean, most of what we're hearing coming out of Washington, D.C. on the Republican side is shifting of the deck chairs on the Titanic. You know, I mean, that's basically where we're at in this country. As our country is committing national suicide, we're not, you know, we're not even talking about the bleeding.
Yeah. How Zelensky needs a few hundred billion more dollars is what the Republican Party is talking about right now, and how you should go and get your final booster so that you can die suddenly. I got to know, what are these people bringing across the border? Ben, are you legitimately concerned that there could be weapons caches, dirty bombs, things like that coming into the interior of our country?
100%. I mean, that's the question. It's not if, it's when. This is the terrorists are not stupid. You know, these organizations, their life mission is to destroy the West. And they see what's happening here. They see the weakness of the regime coming out of Washington, D.C., and they see the path of least resistance. You're not going to fly into America and go through customs. You're simply going to walk across the border. I would be shocked, personally, I would be shocked if they're not already here. This is, you know, when we catch over 100 last year, we had to orders of magnitude more of suspected terrorists caught last year versus the worst year previously, which was 15. Now we're, and again, those are the ones that were actually caught. To tell me that there aren't other terrorists with potential dirty bombs and other terrorist plots that are already here working while we're spending our time, while the FBI is spending their time going after January 6th patriots. Again, it's not if, it's when.
So these troops are going to go down to the border. They're going to have no contact with the migrants themselves. They're only going to act as their administrative liaisons, almost like a travel agent, to get them into the country. They're going to be handed money. They're going to be provided transportation and boarding. Where are they going when they come across the border? Whose problem do they become?
Anywhere they want to go. That's where we're at right now. Basically, they determine the location that they would like to travel to. The last statistic I heard, though, which is not surprising, is out of the ones that have come over the last 2 years, 80% of them are going to Republican congressional districts, which you could say, well, that's where the jobs are. But I believe it's more directed than that, that this is an intentional part, not just to destabilize our country, but then ultimately, it's, as you mentioned, it's for the Democrats to take over indefinitely. And so there's an electoral part of this, but then you also have the impact. This has been going on for 20 plus years with the refugee resettlement program. You look at what happened to Minneapolis. You look at what is happening to Michigan and Illinois. These countries being basically invaded intentionally, bringing in refugees from Islamic countries to basically Islamize the populace. Now they said, basically, we took that program and said, oh, we don't just have to do that for countries that hate us. We can do that for everyone. And so you have people coming in from everywhere. I travel all over. I fly all over the country. Just about every domestic flight now has illegal aliens on it. And you're talking about places like Bozeman, Montana, everywhere they're going. And ultimately, it's going to be the American citizens that are paying for it.
If I were president of the United States, I'd mobilize my feds and my military right now to go into Little Mogadishu right down the street here in Minneapolis and round up all 60-some thousand of those illegals that Walls flew in here to Ilhan Omar's congressional district. That's not by a mistake. That's not just a coincidence, by the way. Yeah. And all of these higher concentration areas of illegals need to be rounded up and they need to be deported. And then if they try to get back in, they need to be met with force. Just shoot them. That's what we need to do. We are at war right now. We're being physically invaded. There's no way to overstate the crisis that we are facing right now. And it's going to result in the death of American children in this country. We're already seeing it, and it's going to exponentially explode. Catch them on Real America's Voice, Law and Border. Great film. We aired the promo, and thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it. Ben Berkwam.
Thank you, sir.
Here's some news for gun owners that you may not know. Millions of concealed carrying gun owners have made a huge mistake with their holster. Sadly, their holster is so uncomfortable that they just stopped using it altogether, meaning that their quest to defend themselves or others fails at the start. That's why Vanish Holsters is quickly becoming one of the most popular holsters in America. Thousands of customers say it's the most comfortable holster that they've ever used. And when you get one, you'll never stop carrying. This holster also saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns, works without a tactical belt, lets you carry in multiple positions, and carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, is that because you are a supporter of this show, you can get it for $50 off. Just go to vnsh.com/stew, vnsh.com/stew, to see if your gun will work with one of these Vanish holsters and activate your discount today. Normally $130, you'll get a steal of a show for the Stu Peters Show supporters. Go to vnsh.com/stew today to claim your $50 discount on Vanish holsters.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust, the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
We have a television program, and we can't tell you that we have a cure for anything. What we can tell you is that if you have a child who has a diagnosis of ADHD, and you're considering or you are currently administering ADHD medications, for example, Adderall or Ritalin or methylphenidate. If you are concerned about the potential long-term devastating effects from these neurotoxins that you're introducing to your child's brain, that it would be a really, 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 really good idea, we strongly recommend that you try CBD, all natural CBD derived from hemp, which comes from God's earth. Nobody can question the explosion in the popularity of CBD and its usage for a whole lot of things, including joint pain and muscle pain, ligament pain, relaxation, migraine, headaches, allergies, people with Parkinson's, ADHD. We would say that there's a large group of people who are finding extremely positive results by using CBD for their children to protect them from fake doctors who push poison down their throats. My CBD company is Curibl. That's spelled K-U-R-I-B-L. Curibl, K-U-R-I-B-L. It's a family-owned business based right here in my home state of Minnesota. I know one of the directors of Curibl. I happen to coach baseball with him. And all of the hemp is sourced from my home state right here in Minnesota. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code STEW at Curibl.com. So go there. Remember, we can't say that this is a cure for legal reasons. If you have a child with ADHD, try Curibl, K-U-R-I-B-L.com for 20% off. Use promo code STEW when you go to Curibl.com. Welcome back. Until 17 years ago, John Hewlett was a very healthy, successful business person specializing in the insurance industry. Actually, he was a multimillionaire. But then his life was suddenly derailed by a health crisis like so many other people. This happens unexpectedly. John went into the hospital to receive an appendectomy, but what should have been a routine surgery was botched badly, nearly killing him. Ever since then, John has suffered from body weakness and, in particular, a weak heart that makes it difficult or impossible to pursue the work and hobbies that he once did. But this tragedy also became an opportunity for John to take real control of his health. He started to investigate supplements that could improve his life. Pretty soon he struck gold when he discovered something called nitric oxide. We've talked about this on the program before. Nitric oxide is a compound that can not just prevent, but actually reverse heart disease. Yet most Americans have never heard of it, even though heart disease is the number one cause of death in this country. Wonder why that might be, even in young kids now. John began to develop his own nitric oxide-based supplement 9 years ago. He launched Cardio Miracle. You've heard us talk about Cardio Miracle on the program before. Experts all over the place are saying you should be taking Cardio Miracle. Well, with millions of Americans dealing with damaged hearts after compulsory vaccinations, there should be more interest now than ever in Cardio Miracle. John Hewlett joins us now to tell us more about this. Sir, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I'm excited about your new evening slot taking some of the audience to Tucker Carlson.
There's a void, there's a gap, and somebody has to fill it, absolutely, that's willing to tell the truth, and all of the truth, actually. So I'm actually a Cardio Miracle user myself. I use this stuff. It's absolutely amazing. There's peer-reviewed papers all over the place that have been published, that scientific research proving that this stuff works. How does it work exactly?
Well, nitric oxide, Stu, is actually stimulated by the body. And so when you add certain ingredients in supplemental form, like arginine, citrulline, amino acids, beets, carrots, kale, spinach, that stimulates the body to make its own nitric oxide like you were a teenager before we started into the aging process. So what happens is you put together a formula, and I worked with a lot of scientists, a lot of nutritionists, and I worked with a very, very fine company. After my botched appendectomy, they wanted me to come back for quadruple bypass. And I said, no, thanks. I almost expired three times in the hospital in 72 hours. And so I was determined to try to find alternatives to drugs and interventive surgeries. And so I worked in the industry, helped learn all I could from people, and eventually found that the company I was working with at the time and had done really well with, they weren't as committed to the people as I was of having the finest formula in the world. So I did it on my own 9 years ago. And the results have been spectacular. And our emphasis that I think you can understand very well was we didn't want to have medical validation. We wanted scientific validation that would trump regulators and others that have an agenda, which is to serve pharmaceutical interests instead of the customer or the patient.
Oh, wait, you mean you think that doctors and our government are in cahoots, like trying to work some sort of a pharmaceutical push? I would never guess that. I mean, I thought they were always just having our best interests in mind. So, I mean, I have to ask you, you were slated for quadruple bypass surgery. How's your heart health now?
Well, after going on a nitric oxide supplement in the fall of 2007, it completely reversed all of my cardiovascular issues. The chest pain went away, the radiating arm.
Completely reversed. In other words, gone.
Completely gone. And right now, when I've done thermographies or if I've done any kind of examinations, the plaque is no longer there.
So I met Stanford Graham in Florida, who originally introduced me to Cardio Miracle. And I was standing next to Dr. David Martin. And Dr. David Martin said, man, you get, you, Stu, do you have 5 minutes? You have to sit down and talk with Stanford Graham. You have to hear about this stuff. He told me about it. Next thing you know, I've got Josh Yoder over at US Freedom Flyers saying, hey, this is the stuff that we're giving all of these pilots who are not reporting, by the way, their health issues. People are flying around with pilots, by the way, who are having chest pains and heart palpitations and all kinds of stuff because they were forced to get these bioweapon injections. These people are now all taking this Cardio Miracle. There was another one here just recently also that I spoke. Oh, you know what? It was my doctor, Dr. Yakos in Florida. My doctor said, oh, you've heard of this stuff? I'm like, yeah, because he was going to tell me that I needed to start taking it. I'm like, yeah, I take this stuff. Then I reached out to Stanford Graham. I'm like, hey, I'm starting to panic because I'm almost out of my Cardio Miracle. You got to send it to me. I'm telling you. So like actually reversing heart damage.
Well, the Nobel Prize, Stu, was awarded in 1998 for nitric oxide's role in reversing the clotting of arteries or the plaque buildup, and also reversing heart disease. That's what it said in 1998. And so the fact is COVID has actually put it under the microscope because the scientists in other countries that were actually interested in finding solutions were putting giving people arginine to see if it could give them more nitric oxide, because nitric oxide is essential to the viscosity of blood and also helping to remove the plaque, and it's the body's natural anti-inflammatory. So we're under an inflammatory attack from the bioweapon and other and the protocols that have been offered. So the best thing we can do is fight that inflammation with nitric oxide, which we've now scientifically proven the Cardio Miracle extends by over 24 hours a day safely, which is a big deal.
We recently had a gentleman on this program who exposed Jimmy Kimmel as being on the Jeffrey Epstein logs and, you know, going to Epstein Island and being on the plane and all that. Jimmy Kimmel is obviously, you know, a pervert who appears to be interested in underage children. He won't respond. The guy's name is King Bao, and he is a UFC heavyweight champion fighter. He was recently telling me that I needed to add nitric oxide supplements to my diet for when I'm working out in the gym. So if you are even a healthy person and you're working out, you're running, you're interested in keeping your heart healthy, which is, by the way, kind of necessary if you want to keep living and breathing, as you very well know, John, then this is something that you should absolutely look into. And more health, real health professionals that I speak to, the people who are fit, the people who treat people naturally, the people who are healthy, and then examples like yourself, you were unhealthy in your heart and now healthy again. Everybody is saying to look to this nitric oxide supplement. Cardio Miracle can be found at highpowerheart.com. Again, that's highpowerheart.com. John Hewlett, you're a hero. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Stu, and God bless your good work. I appreciate so much your efforts to try to help save our country.
I can't imagine doing anything else in these times. 60 seconds. We'll be right back. Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place, and then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax. Mass deception. America controlled by fear. Good news. There's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. We're out of time for today. I will be out tomorrow and Friday. Paul Harrell, the very talented Paul Harrell, will take care of you tomorrow and Friday at the same time in the same place, 8 p.m. Eastern. I will see you back here on Monday and perhaps throughout the weekend on social media, as well as premium stuff that can be found at stupeters.com, extended interviews, the behind-the-scenes stuff, what I'm up to. We'll see you then and there. If not, we'll see you back here on Monday. I hope you have a fantastic weekend with all of those that you love the best and the most. Until then, God bless you.